Today we're going to talk a little bit about some of the things that God wants us to do. And when Dave looked at my notes, he was talking about being thankful. I want us to turn in the King James. I want us to turn to Ephesians 5:20 to start out with. I want to read some things. We do a lot of grumbling in the church. I say we do. Unfortunately, all of us do too much grumbling. You know that? It's real easy to grumble and complain, but yet when God does something wonderful, it seems like it's difficult to say thank you. But in Ephesians 5:20 in the King James, let's see what the scripture says. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. Give thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So how many things should we give thanks for?
Everything.
I mean, but my day didn't go good today, Tom. Give thanks for it anyway, right? Oh my goodness, I had a flat on the way to work today in the cold. Now you tell me somebody gets out and say, praise God, look at that, I've had a flat on the way to work. Now which one of y'all do that?
None
of us. See, but God is saying, you know, if I didn't make that tire go flat for you, just a block down the street, you were going to be in the wrong place at the right time, and somebody was going to run into your side and going to tear up your car. But see, you don't know that, and you don't see that. So when you have a flat tire, especially on a cold day, or you go out and you got to get to work, and you're in a hurry, and there's a little snow and ice like it has been lately, and you run out and you start to open the door and you look down and a tire is flat. I know all of you say, praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus, for that flat tire. No, you don't. You fuss, don't you? You're just like me. But what does the Lord say? Give thanks always for what?
All.
Now, see, when we really learn and realize that He's in control, when you praise Him and say, Lord, thank you, I had this flat this morning. I don't know why I've had this flat, but I know you know why I've had this flat. So, Lord, I'm going to praise you and thank you. Now then, I'm either going to change it myself or I'm going to call somebody to help me, depending on who you are. I'm going to call somebody. If you happen to be a fortunate woman that's got a good husband that's available, you'll say, honey, I got this problem. I'm praising the Lord for my flat tire, but I need somebody to change it. And of course, he comes out there and says, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. I get to change a flat tire in your eyes of snow this morning. Yeah, sure he does. But now, is that what God told us to do? See, because see, you didn't know, he just saved your wife's life this morning by having her a flat tire. I mean, it's hard to see it from his perspective, isn't it? But give thanks in what?
All.
Why don't we try to learn to do it his way? It sure makes things work better, doesn't it? If we would only do that, give thanks for all things unto God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, you know, since this is written in the scripture, we need to work on this. The night Cheryl lost her little dog, she was not saying, thank you, Jesus, I'd have lost my puppy. You know, she just wasn't there yet. But yet, when I lost my wife and my daughter, when they were both killed in that car wreck in 2001, what was the first thing I did? I knelt and praised the King for the wife he'd given me for 41 and a half years and for giving me my daughter for 24 years. Now, that don't go in the normal flow, does it? That's not the way we normally do things. But what did he say do? Praise him in everything. He knew what he was doing, didn't he? He knew what he was doing. All we got to do is learn to trust him and praise him and thank him just like he says. Now then, let's go to Colossians 3:17. Let's see what we'll hit just a few verses here about giving thanks, praising the Lord. It says, and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. What are we supposed to do in the name of the Lord? Why don't we listen to Him? Why do we do so many things on our own? Why do we go out and, I know none of y'all except me has ever done this. You get up in the morning, it's been a long time since I've done this, but I get up in the morning, don't even think about Jesus, go to work, you know, work all day and nothing goes right, and I never praise Him all day long. Have you ever had a day like that? Oh yeah, I had a lot of days like that before I learned what the scripture says. But now then, the first thing I do when I wake up, in fact, just like this morning, I think it was about 3:30, I don't know what it was. For some reason, I was laying there awake, I couldn't sleep. I was just talking to the Lord, praising Him, and I mean silently, because Cheryl was laying right beside me asleep. You know, so I was praising the Lord, worshiping Him and everything. And all of a sudden, she starts screaming. She's having a nightmare. And so I wake her up. Honey, wake up. She woke up, and she was still in that nightmare. And I had to kind of shake her a couple of times to get her to wake up. She said, "What were you doing?" I said, "Well, I was laying here awake praising the Lord, worshiping Him." But now she was having some kind of a nightmare. I don't know what it was. I didn't even ask her. But I'll tell you, she was having a bad dream. Now, how many of you have ever had a bad dream? If you haven't had a bad dream, you're a very fortunate person. Very fortunate. But once in a while, you'll have a bad dream. But anyway, in all things, you should praise God. Because He's trying to get your attention, even when He gives you a bad dream. He's trying to show you something. Now then, you know, Cheryl, since she's lost her puppy, she's asked me, you know, to ask God to give her one more opportunity to see her dog. And so I've prayed and asked the Lord to do that. Well, the other night I had a dream, and I don't know what I was flying, but it's like I was flying without an airplane. You know, I mean, it was amazing how I could fly without an airplane, because I'm out there. Now, there might have been an airplane around me, and I don't remember it, but I was just flying around, you know, and I looked down, and there on the road, there's Angel, her dog, just running along on the side of the road. She stopped and said, I said, "Angel," as I flew over her, I said, "Angel," it's like I'm just real close. I said, "Angel, get off the road." I remember saying that, "Angel, get off the road." And then I just flew right on by. So I didn't tell her. Several days went by, and someday I said, she said, "Honey, I sure wished I had a vision of the dog. I'd like to see Angel one more time." I said, "Well, you know, I asked God to let you see her, right?" And she said, "Yes." I said, "Well, He let me see her the other night." She said, he did?" I said, "Yes." And I said, she was laying, running along the road and everything. So I said, "You know, I don't know why He let me see her instead of you, but that's what He did." Now then, God, I mean, He knew that she wanted to see her, but He let me see her. Now, why did He do that? Hey, I don't know. I really don't know. All I know is I saw her, and she was running along on the road and everything. So, you know, I don't know why God does what He does, do you? But He's God. Well, I praise Him and thank Him for this. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. So we need to get this thanks thing down. Lord, I thank You and praise You for everything. You know, how many of you, I mean, one time I had taught these things to guys that I worked with and everything else. And one day I was out working with some of my men, and we were putting some electrical boxes in, and we were trying to get through with this stuff. We couldn't get it done as quickly as I wanted it done. So I just took my jacket off and got in there and got me a screwdriver and started helping and putting screws in these boxes. And I'm working 90 miles an hour, and all of a sudden, you know, my hand slips off of a screw, and my hand goes right into that box, and that steel box, and as it does, it starts right in the middle of my thumb, busts the thumbnail all the way back to right here, and just lays that back. And the blood just gushed. I grabbed the thumb. One of the guys said, "Okay, go ahead and say it." I said, "Praise the Lord." He said, "That's certainly not what I expected to hear you say." Now, why is it we are programmed to say something negative whenever we get hurt instead of, what did He say, praise Him in all things? Yes. So when I get hurt, am I supposed to praise Him? Yes. Well, you know, it's amazing. Since I was obedient and did what He said, you know, it wasn't but just a few days when that guy one day, he asked me, said, "Well, how's your thumb?" And I said, "Look," he said, "No, that ain't the one you cut." I said, "Yeah, it is." He said, "There ain't no way that thumb could have healed that quick." Well, now, who can heal that thumb that quick? If you praise Him and worship Him, how quick can He do it, Tom? Instantly, if He wants to, right? So 2 or 3 days ain't no big problem. But if you go around fussing and cussing, you might get it infected. And a week later, you might, or 2 weeks later, you might be in the hospital and they might be saying, I'm sorry, sir, we're going to have to take that off. You know, that could be, couldn't it? But that's what happens when you fuss and cuss. But anyway, he says we're to give thanks in all things in the name of the Lord. Then 1 Thessalonians 5:18. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. This is a good one. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In a few things, give thanks. Well, now we must not read the Bible like it's written. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So, what are you supposed to give thanks for? Everything. Everything. I mean, so your day didn't go like you wanted it today. You had a bad day. I mean, a really bad day. Everything, and I know none of you've ever had a day like this besides me, where everything you do goes wrong. Have you ever had a day like that? At the end of the day, I mean, you're exhausted. I mean, everything you wanted to do, you didn't accomplish nothing. I mean, not anything. And just everything went wrong. I mean, it's like your mate couldn't do nothing to please you that day. Nobody else could do anything to please you. Nothing went right. Everything you planned to do was wrong. So at the end of the day, I can just see you now jumping out and saying, glory to God, praise the King, I had a great day today. No, you're fussing, grumbling, and complaining. Aren't we? Is it easy to do that? What did the Lord tell us to do? Grumble and complain? He says, give thanks in all things, didn't he? So whenever something goes wrong, when you wake up in the morning, first of all, if you wake up in the morning, you should be praising the King. You get up out of bed and you start to the bathroom and you say, oh, oh, praise the Lord, I stubbed my toe. Has anybody ever done that besides me? You go around the bed, you say, praise the Lord, thank you, Lord, I stubbed my toe. It sure does feel good, Lord. Some of y'all say, you're crazy. What did the Lord say to do? Praise Him in all things. Lord, I don't know why I stubbed my toe this morning when I walked around that corner, but it slowed me down and made me stop doing what I was going to do.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Glory to God, I Get to Change a Flat Tire, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.